Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
But I want to know what places you went to, what nightclubs you went to. And you can keep texting us, keep WhatsApping us. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And I believe we might have some messages here as well from Grovers or from people who are the nightclub people. Let me have a look here. Yes, we have one or two here. Hang on.
Lads, the first nightclubs I went to, I was 14 in 1984, was Bubbles there on the back of Fleet Street. Just Tampa Bar now, obviously. And then we kind of progressed from there about a year later to going into the apartments on Saturday night, and then you got like a free pass for Sunday, or I think it was a pound or something like that. So Saturday and Sunday nights were the apartments, and then we kind of progressed from the apartments into next door. It was originally called Sloopy's, and then it was called Jagger's. And then from there we kind of progressed up to O'Connell Street, up to Magnums and Rumours, and then that's where we went. But the lads saw the progress in the Club M, but Club M, I just never liked it. Never liked Club M.
Ah, stop.
Never liked Abraxas on Sackville Street either.
Well, I was the DJ in Rumours when you went to Rumours, and I was also the DJ in Club M for 18 years. I'm surprised you said you didn't like it because you liked Rumours. How dare you slag off Club M. Club M was one of the best nightclubs ever this city and this country ever had. What a great nightclub. They spent, I think, nearly $3 million on the lighting system because lights were a big part of the nightclub industry at the time.
How are you, Noel? About me and about six of me mates used to go to a place called the Back Gate on Cattle Brewer Street. And my first mate got a false ID, and then when he turned 18, he passed it down to the next one and to the next one and to the next one. And by the time it was my turn, so my photograph was sticking out about 6 inches because we just kept putting air photo over the old photo, getting it laminated or using a bit of false tape or something. They were the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days when the doorman didn't really look at your ID. Of course, ID is a big part of getting into places nowadays, but in those days, anybody could really get in. It didn't really matter too much as long as you knew the bouncer or you were a regular of the place. Sorry, regulars only, members. Do you remember that when you used to go to Tamango? And Brendan would be on the door in Tamango. Sorry, members only. Members only. How do I become a member? Ah, yeah. Sorry, no, you won't be coming in tonight. You won't be coming. I had one of those heads that when you walked up to the door of a nightclub, you won't be coming in tonight. You just won't be coming in. Can you tell me why? No, I don't have to tell you. You won't be coming in tonight. I want to know the nightclubs, the bars that you went to, because of course the nightclub industry, we were talking about the Grove a minute ago, which wasn't actually a nightclub. It was your kind of, it was your preparation for nightclubs. It was because they only had a mineral bar, and there was Wesley then on the south side. And then of course in Cork, the big place at the time would have been Lord Henry's. Another person says Gorby's nightclub in Cork, Hanover Street, would have been my second favourite nightclub in the 90s. Great days. Nightclubs were brilliant. As a hormone-charged teenager, Niall, a chap just needed to find a lady with a white mark where her wedding ring should be. And the chap's, you know what, was guaranteed. Memories, says Kevin in Limerick. Jesus, Kevin, it's daytime radio. Niall, I'm reminiscing big time now. Limerick City had some serious clubs. The Voodoo Rooms, Trinity Rooms, Icon, the Globe. But without doubt, Docks was the best. Any place you could get a chili con carne had to be good. Coyotes, Reds, Break for the Border in Zanzibar. Now, see, you would have been around in the 90s, wouldn't you? In Dublin, of course, because they would have been big in Dublin in the 90s, particularly the likes of Break for the Border in Zanzibar. I remember the Rock Garden. Went there to see Blink when they first came out. I was only 15 years of age with a little Ronnie and a fake ID. Back in 1988, it was great, says Richie Egan in Fatima. Absolutely, Richie, I remember them well. I remember the Rock Garden. Actually, I remember that before that, they had the Dandelion Market, of course, where I went to see U2 before there were U2. Wesley was for the Poshies and the D4 heads. It was, actually. Right, let's go to Wesley's. Let's get some takeout hinos before we go. I bet you, let me just guess. Hold on for a second, Ashley, before we go into the break. Ashling, did you go to Wesley's?
I did go to Wesley's.
Yeah, I knew you did. You have a Wesley's head on you.
No, but hang on a second. You have to remember here now, we are from a different age, right? So with my time, there was only Wesley to go to. That was around, like there was Wesley and there was a place called Storm in Wicklow, right? And Storm in Wicklow now.
Right.
You'd be on the dance floor and you'd be lucky if you got out of it without cigarette burns on your arms.
Well, one of those places you kind of went to and, you know, let's go to the fight and see there's a dance breakout.
Oh, look, it was an awful place. Let's be real here now. But yeah, Wesley was my disco of choice.
All right, okay. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Somebody mentioned by the way there in Dundalk, they went to Well, it would have been Studio 8 was what it was called. I worked there as well. I probably worked in most nightclubs in Dublin at one stage and all around the country, actually, to be honest with you. No, I forgot about Oasis nightclub in Carrick Cross on a Saturday night. Jeez, that place was heaving, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. There could be 3,000 people in the place. That was in 1985, says Adrian. The Oasis was absolutely massive. It was huge in Carrick Cross and it was jammers. There were some really big nightclubs around rural Ireland, of course, scattered around rural Ireland, and they would be jammers. Copperface Jacks, so overrated, says somebody. Well, no, it wasn't really overrated. I mean, Copperface Jacks is legendary as well. Of course, it's been closed since the start of the pandemic, but it was legendary. And hopefully will be again when it reopens again. I hope it will reopen again, probably after the thing. But many of the nightclubs won't survive. There are many nightclubs out there which may not open again because, look, they've made no money and they've been closed for the last 8 or 9 months. And the nightclub industry was already in trouble. The Palace Cinema, Macroom, County Cork, disco on a Saturday night, and then the late movie at 12 o'clock, late 70s and early 80s. All right, after break as well, I do want to talk about more about the nightclubs. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing? Is it Maria? Maria? Maria?
It's Marie.
Oh, Marie. Sorry, Marie. Yeah. I do apologise.
Yeah, you're all right.
Okay, your partner was a DJ.
He was. He was a DJ here in Dublin. There's 11 years in the difference between myself and himself, so he was well on the go long before me now.
And where was he DJing?
He was been DJing in a lot of places. Like, way back in the, probably late 70s, early 80s, he would have had the Ashley Arms, which was in the old shopping centre in New York.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. Move your head there, Marie, because
no, you're all right. He would have been probably in the early 80s in the Ashley Arms, and then he would have been out in the Ready Penny Inn on the outskirts of Dundalk.
Right. But, let me guess now. Do I know him?
Oh, you do.
Is his name Jerry?
It sure is.
Jerry McGee, better known as Geezer McGee.
No, Jerry Duffy.
Oh, Jerry Duffy, of course, Eamon Duffy's brother. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Or I used to call Eamon Fluffy Duffy.
Fluffy Duffy, that's what he was when he was, I think, in the castle, in Bellingham Castle. There was a Studio 8 that was in Bellingham Castle.
Well, Studio 8 was in the Fairways Hotel, which was the Glen Devlin Hotel. Yeah, and I was the DJ in Studio 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago now. That was 1917, no, yeah, but 79.
I'd be more
89, sorry, 89.
So I would have been only heading to discos probably about 87, 88, you know.
Yeah, well, then the Glen Devlin would have been open around 87 or 88. That would have been.
And then it reopened again as the Fairways.
That's
the
right.
The new Fairways.
The new Fairways Hotel. That's when the Glen Devlins moved off. The Devlin family moved away from it, yeah.
That's correct.
And I don't know, is Studio 8... It's still opened every now and again for private functions and student gigs or something there for up to a while ago.
No, it's not. It was actually knocked. The whole Fairways was knocked and rebuilt.
Was it?
The super value there now. Now, there's a whole new area to the hotel and apartments beside it now. So
right.
It actually looks fairly well.
And the big one, which is now called Silence, that used to be called the Imperial, wasn't it?
The Imperial is still there, but they don't have a license for a disco.
Okay.
Anymore, because it's the town centre and all that, carry on.
Right, and then you have Ridley's, of course, which is
Ridley's
the big...
is still there. The Rum House, that's called now.
That's right, yeah. And then you have, what else was there? Is there, I'm trying to remember the names of all the places.
You could tip out the road, then you'd have the Carrickdale and Nikita's.
That's right. I remember Nikita's. Yeah. Jeez.
Or you'd get the bones rattled, you're going to make new more. You'd be ready to vomit by the time you got there.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks very much for those memories.
No, I'll
tell your brother I said hello, all right?
No problem.
All right, let me go to Brian. Brian, you're in Classic Kids. How you doing, Brian?
How you doing, Noel? How things?
Good, Brian. What was your favourite haunt?
It was really between Club M, Rainbows and Night Owls in Ranelagh.
Okay, what year were you going to Club M?
I'd say it was around 92.
Yeah, DJ was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was you.
I know it was.
Yeah, I know. I won a kissing competition on it one time.
Oh, this is one of the party games that we did at the dance floor, was it?
Yeah, do you remember? And I was just a random girl. I asked up for it.
I do remember it, actually. I remember it, yes.
Yeah, and I wasn't even with the girl. I just asked her up.
Well, you know what? In those days, we did all sorts of... We had, like, Miss Wet T-shirt competitions.
That's right, yeah. Remember, yeah.
Yeah, we had kissing game competitions or the thing with a balloon where you had to stand with, you know, a balloon between two people and get into all sorts of positions. You wouldn't be allowed to do that nowadays.
Oh, not a
chance. There'd be murder.
I thought the slow sets have gone off all the air now.
Remember the slow sets? Are we, as we used to call them, the erection section?
Yeah, the erection, yeah, because it used to go over. You're getting up now.
And then you'd walk, you'd turn around and say, well, I didn't want to dance with you anyway. I was only asking you for a bet.
I know, yeah, yeah. It was brilliant though, you know.
And then you'd, if she said no, you'd ask her mate.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she said, no, F off.
And then at the end of the night, we'd always put on the slow set just as the bar was closing, just to get a last drink out of you.
Did you walk out? Did you do night owls in Renly?
I worked in Night Owls in Ranelagh once or twice. Now, not too much. I was working out there. There was a couple of mates of mine used to DJ out there. There was about probably 10 DJs that used to circulate between all the big clubs. Yeah. And I worked in Club M for 18 years. I worked in Coco's. I worked in Faces. I worked in them all. I worked in Tamango for years.
Yeah, because we used to go up the Rumours and
I worked there too. Yeah,
as well. Yeah. Magnums as well. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I worked in Rumours. Was my first big nightclub gig. I worked in Rumours from 1986 to about 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were fab years.
Yeah. All right, listen. Thanks for the memories there, Brian.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you're still kissing them. All right, let me go to Michal. Michal, you're a classic kid. Say to Michal.
I'll tell you, I have some memories of nightclubs.
I know you're going back before me now to the.
There were just a few days listening to you there, and well, you got away with murder. We didn't very well get away with it.
Did you not?
No, with the famous Pat Dimmers of the Irish Club in Parnell Square. I had the four P's off Camden Street. I had another dance hotel on top of Parnell Square as well. But
and what about like the Ace of Clubs, Chivago, the Revolution?
Yeah, the Revolution. I was in the Revolution. Yes.
Yeah, they would have been the first real nightclubs in Dublin.
They were the first nightclubs. That
yeah, now I know I'm not too sure where the first ones were in Cork and Limerick and Galway, but I know the first ones in Dublin would have been the Ace of Clubs, Revolution, Chivago, Sardis.
I remember all them, but I know I was in the Revolution, and thanks for God I knew the people in there. The queues used to be mile long waiting to get in. Murdering Jesus, it was crazy.
I think the Revolution was changed then to Barbarella's, if I remember rightly.
Barbarella's, that's bang on, it changed over. But there was great memories of it. No, the best of the lot was the like of the Irish Club. And if you were
now, I don't remember the Irish Club. Where is the Irish Club?
The Irish Club is in Parnell Square.
Now, and what do they just play like Irish music?
It was, well, I used to call it Cayley music.
Right, Cayley music, right, okay.
I used to dance there 7 nights a week and again on a Sunday afternoon.
I could just see you there, Michal, dancing to your Cayley music. Yep, yeah, by you. Go on.
I used to give a stick and kick the shit out of the floor, no trouble.
Kick the shit out of the floor.
Yes, if you put your hands around one woman to bring it close to you, you got to tap. Do that again and you're outside the door.
Right, okay.
That was as far as we got. There was no plan, nothing in my time.
No kissing. There was no kissing or snogging.
Nope. You looked at it from a distance and said,
And by the way, is that in the Cayleys? Didn't the girls would be on one side of the floor and the guys would be on the other?
And you charged and you met in the middle and got caught in the squash. That was it.
Yeah, I remember it well, yeah.
That was it. Well, I remember it better. And then you had the dance halls around the country, Big Tom and all these, where there was big tents, mad tents put up, and your titles were the nearest three you found. But the big clubs, and that was it.
Great memories. Listen, thanks, Michal, for that. Appreciate it. Okay. Somebody mentions as well, and it's important that we mention this, by the way, in relation to the nightclubs. The Stardust nightclub, of course, in Artane, he said, was a great nightclub. And, well, sadly, we all know what happened in the Stardust in 1981 on Valentine's Day. And I knew the DJ that was working there actually on the night. And sadly, so many young people died. But the one, if I could say this in a nice way without being insensitive, the one good thing to come out of that tragedy was that the regulations and the fire regulations of nightclubs were changed radically from that point on to make nightclubs much safer, so that would never, hopefully, ever happen again.